about the idea. She's a good wife. She had a lot of it. Of course, I could go to Florida, even stay in Cincinnati, but she didn't think much of that idea. Just kidding. We're too close to separate. Anyway, we bought this house by accident. We visited Marble Homes. They had approved builders here. And I found one builder, Marble Homes, that built very soundly, a neat design. I got their floor plans. And someday I'll build their three-bedroom house. Put it aside. A year or so later, we were visiting a home for resale on the same street. These are all private homes. There's condos and other high-rises on the other side of the development. I didn't want to bother with this house, but I said, the realtor's too big, I'm not interested. Oh, a smaller house just came on the market down the street, you might take a look. So we came down today to look at it. It looked familiar, the design, got the realtor, and it was built by the builder I picked, the floor model I picked. It was about 95% complete, 1 year old, but it was being sold by a woman who'd been a stockbroker and made a lot of money. She built this house with no mortgage, cash. They got married. The man in Northern Ohio had a chain of fast food restaurants. He says, I can't spend time with Florida. 2 weeks a year is all. And not worth having a house for 2 weeks to put it on the market. But she did. It was kind of a distressed sale. So she came down in price. I took it down further. As an incomplete, I convinced her that she should pay half of the cost of the mountains for completion. So we actually owned a house, so we didn't fully plan to live in it full time, but it was a very good buy.
Right, yeah.
But this piece of land is very valuable here. This is only about a quarter of an acre, it's not. And the lot we sold 10 years ago was a $100,000 lot. Same lot today, $300,000. That's just the land.
Yeah.
And this is the smallest house on the street, so. They're building a $2.5 million house right across the way, and probably a house like this is worth less than $1 million, so we got a real bargain in this one.
Yeah.
So that'll be part of it. That's really the major point of our estate, or at least half of it.
Well, you should have gone into being a real estate person.
I'll tell you, I made more money on real estate than my stock investments. And since that same way, we don't want a house, it's all that made money. In fact, I bought some property in Cincinnati early on in the northeast part of town, which is forest country, probably the road, and I bought a couple of acres from a woman there, and they finally had me traveling. So 2 years later, I sold that and doubled my money.
Well, I think we've probably covered the territory, Ray, that I was looking at my list of questions here, and I think we've been across them all, so...
Yeah. I think you've got essentially the essence of the office story. I through the 80th birthday celebration, and I mean, the story of getting the funds, trying to get money from them. Probably got $2 million and said got $175 million. That's a real story. He was a lot smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, it was. I think Polly and those years. Those remarkable years. Don was there. You were there. Did you overlapped with Joseph Jacobs in some way?
Well, first of all, I taught Joseph Jacobs. Came in during.
Well, you did a good job.
Yeah. I was at my claim to fame. I taught him. I was talking to him very close. He was in senior year taking chemistry with him, and I was a graduate instructor in chemistry. So that's when I first got to know Joe. Then I was out working and came back to my doctorate. We got our doctorates together, 42.
Okay. Same year. So you really saw quite a bit of him.
Oh, yeah. But then, in fact, I did around with this celebration of his building. His wife didn't remember everything. Sam and I, at that time, were the only married students around the campus. These students got married until they were off and working. And Joe and Vi were, I don't know if they were engaged yet, but they were going out So their families are proved as a chaperones. I invited them, we chaperone going by.
Okay.
So we've been very close ever since. And at one time, Joe was interested in acquiring my company, and it would have been good because his company is very well run, very successful. It didn't do any innovative engineering, and our part would have added something to what he had. And we never could agree on a price, although I'd say, I tell you, if I'd taken his offer in stock, I'd still be better off. But we agreed to disagree on that. But we've always been very close friends. Mm-hmm. He has a branch of his company society. We used them for detail engineering work, writing about bids together. So Joe and I stay in close touch.
You see him when you go to Poly, is that?
Well, Poly was in California. I've seen him a couple of times in Pasadena. I went to his office, he's been to his home, his apartment. So we were good friends. I've given credit, I always told the story that I started my consulting in 53. Shortly after that, Joe went off on his own. He's been in Eli Lilly, I believe. He's my first one. They tried penicillin and saved his life with penicillin. Very nice story. In any event, he called me one day and said, you know, I'm thinking of going my own and go beyond this representation and get into contracting. I said, well, Joe, I've been in it. I had 9 years of it. I've been running more of it. It's too up and down, but you have the interest and capability, go to it. So he did. Yes. He did very well. A good businessman. But he was smart in that he kept control of his company. That's one thing.
Yes.
He didn't give way too much of it.
Yes.
But it's well run, very well rated today. And he's been very good to Polly.
Yes, because he became the chair of their board or something.
Oh, yeah, he was,
Well, Ray, thank you very much for...
Well, if you'd like to wash up or anything, we can head off to lunch.
Okay.